Okay, what's up, y'all? This is my second episode of Car Rides with K-Bay. So, today, and please excuse the GPS, I'm going to a new place today, and I don't know where the hell it is. Okay, but today, my topic is focusing around spirituality and religion and how I feel about it and all the good stuff that I believe about religion. So first things first, let me turn the music down. First things first, I am not religious. I consider myself spiritual. This means that I don't believe in modern religion. Like, I don't believe in Christianity, Judaism, Islam, nothing of that nature. But what I do believe in is, I guess you could say, the older religion, if that makes sense. Meaning the old gods, goddesses, you know, focusing, helping with your ancestors, things of that nature. So what I believe that there is a supreme being. And when I say supreme being, I mean like the head, like the OG, like the guy that's in charge. Not even God, just a being, because I don't believe that whatever is, you know, ruling over us is male or female. I just don't believe in that concept. It's a being. It's not a person. It's not supposed to, you know, be human-like, okay? Whether you want to call it the universe, Mother Nature, I mean, you know, okay, I don't believe the supreme being is Mother Nature either, because Mother Nature specifically has to do with Earth. So that just doesn't go with my ideology. I do believe in the sense of a Mother Nature is something, of being a goddess that, you know, deals with the Earth and all the things on it, but just not the head person, right? So I believe in a supreme being, and then under that I believe in, I believe that we have separate gods and goddesses, meaning people like Oshun, stuff like that. And then I also believe in ancestry, meaning you have ancestors that guide you through life, stuff like that, okay? So when I pray to the Supreme Being, I pray to ancestors, asking for guidance. I believe in certain miracles, okay? That's just what I believe, okay? But now as to why I do not just as to why I don't believe in specifically Christianity, because I grew up in a Baptist household, and it's just, I never, like I said in the episode before, I never connected with it, okay? There's a lot of like contradictions in the Bible, like thou shalt not kill, but then there's a whole story, chapter, or whatever, on war and going to war for God and things like that. It just doesn't make sense to me, okay? Or I don't like a religion that focuses on what you can't do. There's a lot of thou shalt not, you can't do this. I want to follow something that is more open to what you can do and focuses on how you should live life versus the can'ts and don'ts and won'ts. And I just find it like the church is just very, not all churches, I understand that there are, you know, churches, pastors who are very accepting, are very open to, you know, our new age, whether it be sexuality, race, things of that nature. But a lot of the Baptists, or just, okay, I'm just going to say churches in general, because I don't want to, you know, persecute anyone or offend anyone. Again, this is a safe space. I'm just giving you my point of view. And if you guys, you know, disagree with me or have other input, you can always message me, and then I can speak on it, or we can have a conversation on it. But it's a lot of it. Okay, so the Bible says, "Thou shalt not judge." A lot of Christians, Black Christians, judge. Okay, and whether it be what you wear to church, whether it be, you know, the gossip that this girl sleeping with so and so and she's not married, or the gossip of a judgment of this girl got 4 kids and is not married, never has been married, just things like that. But and even though the Bible says no sin is greater than the other, it really seems like, okay, churches often put sins above others, right? Even though they're supposedly all equal, the church holds some sins at a higher standard. Whether it really, I personally don't believe being homosexual is a sin. Okay. I personally don't believe in sins, period. It's just right and wrong, okay? And I do not believe homosexuality is a wrong thing, because, okay, another thing for another day, but you can't be wrong for something that you're born with, okay? Like, churches will say homosexuality is like the ultimate sin, or murder is the opposite sin. Yes, murder is wrong, but I thought the Bible said that, you know, all sins are equal. There's no greater sin, you know? It's just stuff like that it just doesn't sit well with me. Also, another reason why I do not like, I'm sorry, I don't want to say I don't like it. I don't believe in religion is Christianity. And I'm only speaking on Christianity because that's what I was raised upon. So I'm not going to speak on any other religion because I don't have enough knowledge on it to say why I don't believe in it. I just know I don't believe in it, okay? Christianity was forced upon Black people. And I personally can't understand why, when I say Black people, I mean some Africans too, but as far as like descendants of slaves in America, Christianity was forced onto slaves. So it's like, I don't understand why Black people in America are so like gung-ho on following this religion, because it was forced upon us. Because of this, we lost our natural religions. We lost our natural spirituality. And it's like, in the Black community, anything that's other than Christianity is wrong. And I just don't understand that. Like, why are you so freaking, you know, so behind this topic of, not topic, but just, I can't, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Why do Black people follow, there we go, okay, why do Black people follow Christianity so religiously when it was forced on us? And even in Africa, when Europe colonized Africa, they forced their religion on the inhabitants. They forced their way of life, they forced their language, they forced their religion, they forced their clothing, their you know, their culture on the Black, on the Africans. So it's like, I really just don't understand. I I just don't get it. It's like, why are we following something that is rooted in slavery, rooted in our downfall? You know, I just don't understand it. And I asked my mother this, because my mother is really the only person I've told about me not being or believing in Christianity. I was like, why do you follow Christianity so religiously? And you know what she said? It's comforting and it's the only thing I know. But why not go out and explore other things that can comfort you? You know? Why not do that? Are you serious, Carr? Really? Keep on backing out. You didn't jump out in front of me anyway. Shoot. What was I saying? Yes. Okay, so why not, you know, find, you know, something else that makes you happy, that comforts you? And that's the process that I'm doing, because I'm not 100% in my spirituality yet, okay? I have a lot of research to do. I have a lot of soul searching to do, okay? I've made the step to break past following Christianity. I've made the effort to realize, wait a minute, this isn't all that's out there. And I feel like, I just don't know. And it's like, in the Black community, if you say, oh, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in Jesus, I don't believe in your God, it's the end of the world. Oh my God, you're a heathen, it's devilish. Anything that has nothing to do with Christianity is devilish in the Black community. And it's like, do y'all not see that this roots from the white gaze? When you look at movies, and for instance, Voodooism. Sorry, hold on. I'm trying to find this UPS. Where the hell is it? This it? Where is it? Okay. Alright, I just want to ride out to College Park, to be honest, because this is not it. I'm sorry, y'all, hold on. Yeah, I think I might ride out to College Park. Might be the one. Pause for a second. Okay, let's listen to Tiana while I get my life together. You see movies, okay, Princess and the Frog, for example. and the Voodoo Man is depicted as being evil, and he's putting all these spells, hexes, whatever you want to call it, on, you know, the town, Tiana. It's been a minute since I've seen the movie, so I don't know exactly who he put these hexes on, but it's just, that's not an accurate depiction of what Voodooism is. And Voodooism derived from our African history, our old religion. It's like healing and things of that nature, using herbs, using spices, using oils. sometimes you may use animal parts, blood, whatever, but it's healing. It's not evil, okay? And it's like a lot of these home remedies that your grandma, great-grandma uses, it's not from Christianity. That's from freaking voodooism, okay? That's not evil, though. It's just like people don't realize that, okay? It's like I was talking to my grandma, like, yo, voodooism isn't evil. Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because I witnessed back in North Carolina, I witnessed this lady putting a hex on her husband and then the mistress. Okay, yes, things like that can happen. But that's not all that voodooism is. Those remedies that you got from great-grandma, that's rooted in voodooism, okay? Or even spirituality. It's seen as demonic. I'm not worshiping any devil. I'm not worshiping anything evil, okay? You know? And it's just about respect. Respect all religions. Like, you can't always force your religion upon other people. And it's frustrating. It's like, my mother is the only person, and my aunt, is the only, they're the only people that I express my religion to. Because my family is so Christian, so stronghold Christian. Like, they might honestly disown me. Because they're so, like, rooted in this religion. And it's frustrating. Okay? But not all Christians are like this. I have friends who are Christians, and they respect what I believe, and I respect what you believe. Okay? And that's that on that. I'm going to come back with part two, because I really want to jam out right now. While I go to this Amazon facility. And I'm about to jump on the highway. So yeah, I'll talk to y'all when I'm on my way back. And that's that on that. All right, peace out, passengers. Okay, y'all. So I changed my mind. For part two of Car Rides with K-Bay today. And I'm sorry for all this like clicking and shit that's going on. I gotta pop up my little iPad. That's what I'm recording on today. But for part two, I decided that I want I'm gonna do segments called just ride-alongs, where you just ride along with me, hear me listen to music, hear my playlist. I'll make random comments. You may hear a little bit of road rage. Don't mind that. If anything, find it amusing, okay? So let's get this started. It's going to be a 29-minute ride back to my house. Okay? Let's get it started. Get a good song going on. This one ain't it. Okay. Sped past so fast, like, you're not gonna you won't be able to catch me. Because y'all, when I tell you, I was like, you know, I'm just not into this no more. La 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 la, right? Why did he tell me, please don't leave? When I tell you, I laughed so hard. Like, and it, that may seem like so mean, but like, when I tell y'all, like, he would just blame me for dumb shit. Like, okay, so we had a lack of communication. It was always my fault to him. Like, you don't have parts in, you know, not talking to me for a little bit. Like, come on now. And like, this is stupid. Like, it was just toxic. I just didn't feel like it was worth it. Like, I didn't. I mean, the head was good. Yes. But we never really actually fucked or anything like that. Up, sir, you better stop. I almost hit my car, Percy. We would have had to fight. But yeah, I just feel like it wasn't worth it, like, at all. That was that. That makes me messed up, but it was just so funny to me because I feel like he caught feelings. He definitely did, and I did. You know how stereotypically, this slip girl catches feelings. Got it. Not the slightest bit. I had him with the weekly friends, but it's a no for me. But like, I've never been the one to catch feelings. Or at this point, like I've said before, I've never been in a relationship. I just feel like it's because I haven't met anybody relationship worthy. My ideal significant other would be somebody who is my best friend. Somebody who I can be crazy with, be silly with, because when I say I'm goofy, okay? But I also have an attitude, okay? I will catch an attitude easily, I will pop easily, I will talk trash, very much so, okay? So I need somebody with thick skin, and I don't like no yes man. I want somebody who's gonna argue back, like, who's gonna get me held back, and then we just be good, like, you know? Because when I get mad normally, it's not even really nothing to hold a grudge over. I'll be alright like 2 minutes later. So, I just need somebody who can handle me, you know? And who's good at it, and who's cute, and who's attractive. Things of that nature. That's what I want. I just want a best friend who I'm sexually attracted to. Okay? You could buy me diamonds. You could buy me pearls. Take me on a cruise around the world.
Mm-hmm.
get my voice right, fitness. I'm not scared. Just so y'all know, I can't sing, but I do sing, so deal with it. I'm not scared to perform at a sold out of this, but I'm scared. I'm the only one who thinks this is an impossible test.
Mm-hmm.
even, I mean, if it's a printout, then I could just fax it up there or email it up there. It's no problem.
Looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about his paid off, but it's fine ass lying ass nigga. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, crying like they got a plan, boost mobile ass nigga. Nigga, nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'm a check for y'all, I'ma need a check for y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even wanna touch me, y'all niggas. I'm ripping these niggas, look at this pic, look at what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas. Niggas want my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
In 7 miles, take exit 11 onto Collington Road and Maryland 197 toward Bowie.
Look Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub ass niggas. Look at y'all nine having cane ass niggas. Y'all niggas share chain ass niggas. Same cup in the hand ass nigga in the club with a credit card scam ass nigga.
Stay in the left three lanes.
I'll be damned if I fuck a non man ass nigga. I will never fuck a non man ass nigga. I will never lie, even if that nigga flew me and my bitches all the way out to Dubai. Pussy, you dry. Pussy ass nigga, you high. Pussy ass nigga, you high. Bitch, I'm me. 100 on the wrist, I ski. I don't wanna all about ski. Fuck who see. Look what you think, dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weight in the villas. Talking about keys, say his keys in the van, but he really moves grams and he split it with his man.
People ride in the left lanes going to speed limit. Get the hell to the right. Thank you. Shit, that annoys the fuck out of me. Like, get to the right. Fuck, man. Why the fuck do you all bitch to left? Going 6 miles an hour.
continuing to take exit 11 onto Collington Road and Maryland 197 toward Bowie.
About you, crying, XO. Oh girl, don't be shy. Headshot is what I'm here for.
You know who else is the daddy? Me, motherfucking Honor, okay?
Take the exit, then turn right onto Collington Road.
Okay.
Calling us, and we can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in the thing, put me in a pile. She cut off all lies. She said I had the right to remain silent. Now I gotta holler, sounding like a siren. Talking about
we, yeah. We, yeah. We, yeah.
And I know she the law, and she know I'm the ball, and she know I get high above the law, and she know I'm wrong. She know I'm from the street, and all she want me to do is fuck the police. Talking about
wait a minute, somebody bumper is up on the curb, huh?
And after we got done, I said, lady, what's your number? She said, 911. Emergency only. Hey, doctor, perform surgery on me. Yeah, and I'm healed. I make you wear nothing but handcuffs and heels. Then I beat it like a cop. Find the king, baby, yeah, I beat it like a cop. Beat it like a cop. Find the king, baby, say I beat it like a cop. But I ain't trying to be violent, but I do the time, but her love is timeless. Mrs. Officer, I know you wish your name was Mrs. Cobb, but huh?
Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee.
Like a cop car.
When I get up all in ya,
can I get a fish sandwich meal?
Medium or large?
Medium.
Drink?
Sweet tea. That's it.
It'll buy first one though.
Ooh, okay.
What you want from me? Dang, it went on 38 minutes. Like, if y'all made it to the end, y'all are the real ones, okay? Thank you for watching Car Ride with Kayla. And I'm sorry, I know that was a whole lot of right there. Like, I don't even know why I did that. But thank you so much. Tune in to my next episode. I will be uploading rapidly now to build my content up. But after I get maybe 10 or so episodes done, I will be uploading once a week. Okay. And yeah, shout out to all my passengers. Shout out to, you know, y'all, because y'all the real ones. And, you know, always feel free to message me with any comments, concerns, you know, ideas, or, you know, what you want me to talk about, things that you disagree with or things that you agree with, you know, message me. And then maybe we could set up something to where I have, like, a listener tune in where I have certain days that I will let my listeners join the podcast, okay? But until then, let's check out.